Hello and welcome to this mini episode of the Yalla Rocks podcast. Today, Ashley Rhian is going to tell us a little bit about her journey to becoming a dancer and a Pilates instructor. She'll be sharing what set her on her path, the benefits she's seen in her own dance through the addition of cross-training in Pilates, and how she's seen Pilates change her students' dances as well. Links to follow Ashley online at both her dance and her Pilates accounts can be found on the episode page at www.thebellydancebundle.com/95.
Hi, everybody. This is Ashley Rhian, and I am so glad to be here today as part of the Yalla Rocks podcast. A huge thank you for the Belly Dance Bundle for having me back and having me featured on this podcast. I'm super excited. If you don't know me, I am a Vancouver, Canada-based belly dancer and a Pilates instructor, and I've got over 27 years of teaching between these two disciplines, which is crazy. I started teaching belly dance in around 2002 and Pilates in 2018 after completing all my exams. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit about my journey, about my Pilates and dance life, and why I feel like it's important for dancers to include movement-based exercise into your life. So obviously, I'm a little biased. I love Pilates, and I feel like everyone should do Pilates. But anyway, maybe this podcast will sell you on Pilates, and you'll start going to some classes if you don't already. So just to make a long story short, I've always been really interested in dance and movement for pretty much as long as I remember. My early years were basically made up of living room fireside performances to my poor parents, who dutifully sat there and watched me rock out to, you know, Michael Jackson, Madonna, day in and day out, doing these dance performances. And my parents, they enrolled me in ballet in a Royal Academy at the age of 5, and that essentially just set the forest on fire. You know, I have danced pretty much since then, and I came to Oriental dance around 10 years later, and it truly was a driving force in my life. I really felt like I had arrived when I set foot in a belly dance class, and even though I found it really challenging, I just loved it. I loved the music, I loved the movements, and you know, here I am many, many, many years later. I've also, you know, been involved with fitness for most of my life. I went to my first step aerobics class at the age of 11. It was at the dance studio that I was going at, and I was like, ooh, that looks like fun. And then I joined up in some like long distance running clubs, which I didn't totally love, but I just loved being out in nature. So I did that for a little bit. But then I found yoga at the age of 16, and I became a pretty serious practitioner of yoga kind of from that point forward. Fast forward a couple years, well, more than a couple, but fast forward to my early 20s, and I was in two car accidents that were 2 years apart, and it set off, unfortunately, a life of chronic neck issues and whiplash injuries, which I still deal with some residual stuff to this day. And I was introduced to Pilates by my physical therapist, who was using that as a treatment modality, and I was hooked. And then suddenly I was like, I want to be a physiotherapist who does Pilates. So that set me off on my journey of education. So I went back to school. I redid all of my science and math courses because I didn't focus on that in high school. And then I went into a physical therapy assistant program, which was a 2-year diploma program. And I graduated as a rehab assistant. And I started working mainly in physical therapy at a hospital. I did some long-term care stuff. I did some community stuff. But the bulk of my practice was in outpatients, in orthopedics, in cardiac rehab, in some neuro, and then just general medicine. And I went back to school, and I then underdid my undergrad degree in a medical undergraduate program at University of Calgary in rehabilitation. And then I did more courses that were required for my prerequisites for physical therapy. I got into two rounds of interviews, and unfortunately, I never passed the interviews because they were super difficult. And then I was really crushed, and I was really lost. I didn't know what to do. And I knew that I really wanted to work with people, just helping people and incorporating movement somehow. And then I suddenly turned my eyes towards what I was focused on. I was like, movement in the body. And then I was like, why don't I just teach Pilates? So I went in and started doing Pilates classes. And then after a little bit of time, I found a Stop Pilates Center in Vancouver and that were offering teacher training courses. And there I was. I enrolled. And the rest is pretty much history. Pilates has really helped my dance journey a ton. While I was doing my physical therapy prereqs, I was getting injured a lot. I was dancing up to 9 shows a weekend. I was teaching 2 nights a week. I was still working out, and I was just getting injured nonstop. And I thought, well, maybe I need more gym time and I need more yoga. And so I really started to push it, which really led me to more injuries. I then realized that I am super hypermobile and I am really unstable. I can really hang out my joints. And so I was able to do all these crazy positions and stuff in yoga, which were not safe, which is putting a lot of stress and strain on my body. And I was then going to do things like, you know, dancing all night and doing crazy backbends and all these crazy moves. And I was just on this constant cycle of re-injury and then trying to rehab. And, you know, a big trigger for me, it was really like doing things like in a lunge position, like twisting. So I was like, oh, I need more rotation for belly dance and blah, blah, blah. And so I was just getting a ton of hip pain. I was putting my SI joint out constantly. Like it just basically sucked. It was a vicious cycle and I was just destroying my body and it was really affecting my dance life. And I was like, okay, I need to stop doing yoga, which sucks because I really love yoga. But then I was like, when I started finding Pilates, I was like, I can do a lot of these movements, but because it's more core focused, I could get into them safer. And I knew kind of where I had to stop and work as opposed to just pushing myself and then, you know, getting into these crazy stretches that I couldn't sustain. And so Pilates just from day one was a bit of a light bulb into like, oh my God, this is totally what my body needs. And I was understanding more about what the core system was and what core connection was. And it was a game changer. And I stopped getting injured in dance. So that was a huge benefit for me. I would have to say that Pilates has really helped cut down on my injury, my rate of injuries. So injury prevention is pretty much the biggest benefit that I've personally experienced. But also what I loved about Pilates is the impact it's had on me as a teacher. So I've got a deeper understanding of, you know, the different movement planes, figuring out primary versus secondary movers in the body, you know, changing the direction of where you can initiate movement from, obviously incorporating breath, creating new movement patterns, and just, you know, understanding and being able to explain a more concise way to explain muscles and, you know, an anatomy. These were all just brand new skills that were super profound in my practice. My vocab jumped immediately and I was suddenly able to problem solve with my students on the spot about if they were having an issue, if they couldn't feel something, if something wasn't moving. I was just like, oh, change this, blah, blah, blah. Suddenly they were able to do it. So those were massive wins for me. The cross-training benefits of Pilates, including Pilates in your training, really includes like introducing variety, and it can really just help alleviate strain on specific body parts because we're engaging different muscle groups. Another thing that I really noticed was that I had a lot of muscle imbalances. And these also obviously lead to injuries, but also I was finding that I wasn't able to do movements correctly. And so through Pilates, because we do a lot of unilateral work, I was like, oh, this part isn't moving properly, or I need to work a little bit more here. And so I just kind of globally became a lot more body aware. And that really translated over towards my dance. So often in dance, you know, we put ourselves in really awkward positions. And so it's good to also train in these positions because we actually create muscle memory, muscle recognition, and these patterns, which keep us safe from injury, which is so important. So anytime that we side bend or rotate, suddenly we're at a higher instance of injury because our modern life just does not include these movements in our daily life anymore. We're not working the land. We're not on the farm. We're not doing all this stuff where we're bending and lifting and twisting. We're coming from these like seated positions, you know, standing up and then coming back to seated. And so, you know, these movements where we're working in these kind of lateral planes or rotational planes, we just don't do enough. And we get this in Pilates and we have this in Oriental dance. And so it's like, it's a really nice way for us to support our Oriental dance through these Pilates movements. These are really very common and very, you know, regularly practiced movements in our Pilates repertoire. Cross-training and Pilates obviously can help balance and coordination, which are fundamental skills for dancers. These activities really challenge different aspects of balance and coordination in dance and provides a bit more of a comprehensive development. So whether you're on the mat or you're on the reformer, developing these skills will happen quickly, which ultimately supports our dance. So I don't know about you, but I learned belly dance from a teacher who was trained in the 70s. She had a really deep plie and a slightly leaned back position. And that's something that I've really had to fight pretty much my whole dance life to change. And sometimes I do find that I still fall back in that position. But Pilates has given me a stronger understanding of body position. Like, you know, keeping your ribs over your hips and your chest should be lifted, but the ribs are drawing together and we're not trying to squeeze our shoulder blades back. And that really helps to promote that elegant and poised appearance through dance. And it turns out it's also easier to move this way, like who knew? And because our body is in a more anatomical position, it just feels and looks better generally. So lastly, Pilates can really influence our dance by exposing us to different movement patterns and challenges, which can often create, you know, different, you know, bits of inspiration. This can lead to an innovative choreography and a deeper understanding of movement as a whole. I think our goal as dancers is to really ensure that we have a long life of dance. No matter if you're a seasoned pro or if you're doing this as a hobby, it doesn't matter. It really fills our cups, sometimes pads our bank accounts, and it fuels long-term friendships. So Pilates can really contribute to a dancer's longevity in our lives by promoting this well-rounded, balanced, and injury-resistant body. This can extend a dancer's ability to perform at a high level for a more extended period, or at very least, you know, allow us to make it to our weekly classes and dance at Hafla's. So, like, isn't that in itself a solid reason to kind of add some Pilates to your routine, perhaps? I really hope to see you in class on the bundle or somewhere else. I'm actually in the process of launching a Pilates platform very soon, and I would love to see your face in class. You can find me on Instagram at my belly dance Instagram, which is Ashley_Rianne_Ricasa, or I've got a brand new Pilates account, which is Ashley.Rianne.Pilates. You can find me at ashleydance.com or on YouTube, which is just, you know, Ashley Rianne. I've got a lot of free content there for Pilates. Some of it's very specific for dancers, and some of it's just good for cross training. So, you know, you can find me in any of those places. Come by, say hi, drop a little note. Let me know how Pilates is going in your life. If you've done a video, I'd love to hear from you so much. So remember to dance safe and stay well.